Good morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And Richard, it's December 29th, 2016.
Ooh, scary.
We are winding down, and today, what are you counting?
Days left. Oh. 29, 30, 31.
And today we're going to talk about another New Year's resolution, very common set of New Year's resolutions, and that is being more successful in your career or being more successful at work. And so yesterday we were focusing on family stuff, and so today we're going to focus on career-related
A desirable goal indeed.
Yeah.
Doing better at work. What do you mean by doing better?
All kinds of things. People make all kinds of resolutions as it relates to work, whether it's, you know, I want to have a new career, I want to start my own business, I want to get a promotion, I want to get a wage increase, whatever the case may be. There's all kinds of resolutions that people make when it relates to work.
So this will have particular relevance to my two daughters.
Okay.
Each of whom graduates in 2017.
Yeah. One from high
one
school,
from high
one
school,
from
one
college.
From college.
Right.
So the college graduate is already thinking about her career plans.
Right.
Beginning to fret a little bit. So this will have particular relevance to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'll have her listen to this again.
Good.
In case she doesn't.
She should listen to all of them.
She should be remarking, responding, and giving us feedback.
I would like a one-page
response. I will discuss that with her immediately.
So, all right. So, again, when it comes to resolutions regarding work, there's a lot of different iterations of that. We get those New Year's resolutions that I want to start a new business, those New Year's resolutions that I want to, you know, sometimes the New Year's resolution is just, I need a new job.
Right.
As we talked about with every New Year's resolution, and as is the case with every New Year's resolution, you want to make sure that you clearly articulate what it is that your goal is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, so you want to start a new business. Okay, fantastic. But what does that mean? What kind of new business? What kind of service or what kind of goods are you going to sell? What kind of services are you going to provide? What are you going to do in this business? And so it's really important that you articulate that, because that's going to guide some of your next decisions.
Right. That you want to start your own business.
Right.
That's what you're talking about. Right.
Yeah.
So it's either service or product
right.
or service. So give that some thought.
Yes.
Right? Don't just say, I want to be my own boss. I've seen people do that. I want to be my own boss, but they have no idea what that means.
Yeah.
They have no idea what business they're going to be in.
Exactly.
That's not where it starts. It starts with, what business are you going to be in?
Right.
Right.
What do you want to do?
Right.
And so begin there. Again, and hopefully everybody's seeing this recurring theme throughout the week here. The next thing you want to do is identify mile markers. What are we doing with, if we're focusing on starting a new business, you know, starting your own job or starting your own business? We're talking about starting something that you haven't been doing before. So we're going back to what we talked about on Monday. And so you want to set up those mile markers.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go from nothing on January 1st to a fully functioning office on January 7th or even February 1st, or sometimes even March 1st or July 1st.
And you learn that. People who have started businesses know that lesson all too well.
Right.
It doesn't happen quickly.
Right.
And it doesn't happen on the back of a napkin.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You got to plan. You got to plan carefully.
So what you want to do, of course, is you want to outline those mile markers and say, okay, by, you know, this date, I want to have the business plan. By this date, I want to have this piece done and that piece done. And it's, there's a series of steps that you have to follow to start a business. And so in a quick Google search will tell you what those things are. And you just set those things up, you know, on a little spreadsheet, or just print them out. And you just put a date beside them. By this date, I'm going to accomplish this. And by that date, I'm going to accomplish that. And check them off as you go.
That's right. We always hear that. You know, we always hear that you have to be specific. You have to have a plan. We have to develop a business plan.
Right.
Okay? Most people don't want to do that.
Right.
Most people are, that is an aversive task to develop a business plan. It's an aversive task to have to make a list or to make a schedule of where you're going to be on specific dates. All of us want to be our own boss. All of us want to have control. All of us want to make a lot of money. That's the easy part.
Right.
Okay. That doesn't take any effort. But you have to put your shoulder to the wheel at some point, and you have to sit down and you have to make these lists.
Right.
If you're not willing to do that, you're not going to be in your own business.
Right. Because you're absolutely right. Because if you're not willing and able to sit down and create a plan what you're going to accomplish in your business, mm-hmm. how in the world are you going to accomplish anything in your business? So you have to sit down and you have to begin at that starting spot.
If you don't know what your destination is, how are you going to get there?
Right.
You know, and that's the problem with people who want to start their own businesses. You know, you jot down something on the back of a piece of scrap paper.
Right.
That's not going to be sufficient. It takes more than that.
And we're often disillusioned by people who were successful that way.
Right.
People who did, you know, I had this loose idea, and so I just mm-hmm. kind of started, and this is what it turned into. The reason that we know about those people is because those are the outliers. Those are the atypicals, because that doesn't typically happen. What you usually have to create a very clearly articulated plan
mm-hmm.
to find that kind of success. So you got to start there if that is your type of New Year's resolution.
And if you don't do that, somebody mm-hmm. else is going to have to.
Right.
And that
right.
somebody else is then going to be your partner.
Right.
Like, it's not right. your business anymore. It's your business with the person who did the hard work.
It's either a partner or somebody you're going to pay a considerable amount of money to do that. Right?
It didn't happen to Michael Dell. Michael Dell, the founder of Dell Computers, had a very good idea at the time of putting these computers together. That was a good idea, and that worked because he was selling computers out of the trunk of his car.
Right. Okay?
And he had a nice little business for a college kid, mm-hmm. you know, it was a nice little business. But to take that business and turn it into a company,
mm-hmm.
he had to then sit down with a well-known, very experienced businessman
right.
who could put this on paper mm-hmm. and get him from the trunk of his car to a manufacturing plant near Austin, Texas. Okay.
Right.
So somebody has to do that work.
Right.
Okay?
And
you can't avoid it. Either you're going to do it or somebody else is going to do it.
Right.
It has to be done.
Right. Now,
that's just if you're starting your own business.
That's if you're going to start your own business.
Right.
Now, there's a whole other set of New Year's resolutions that have to do with just, you know, I'm going to stay at my current job. I'm going to stay mm-hmm. where I am, but I want to get promoted. I want to move ahead. Mm-hmm. I want to get a raise.
Right.
And when you're talking about those, certainly the challenge here is the fact that you're talking about a decision that someone else is going to make.
That's right.
You're not the one that gets to make the decision if mm-hmm. you get a raise or if you get promoted or get moved to a higher position. And so you have to, the analysis that you have to do here is what is the expectation of a person in that position or a person mm-hmm. with that type of salary or that person with that type of promotion?
Right.
And how do I get from where I am to where that person would be.
Where I'm going to be, right.
So mm-hmm. so you have to analyze it that way. It may just be a matter of sitting down and saying, okay, well, the difference between here and where I am now and where I want to be is, you know, 3 additional sales a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you know that you need to make 3 additional sales right. a month. And so now you have you've set the bar a little bit higher mm-hmm. than what's typical for you.
Right.
But for many of us, it really does come down to you got to sit down and talk to the boss. And so
right.
What you're now, and this is one of those, the challenge thing with this being a New Year's resolution is this is something that's either going to happen or is not going to happen. We're not talking about something that's going to evolve over time. There's going to be a discussion. There's going to be a yes. There's going to be a no. And then right. oftentimes you're left with that. Sometimes the boss will say, well, if you can show me this over the next, you know, few weeks or months, then, you know, we can talk about that. But otherwise, we're really just talking about, you know, a quick decision.
And if you're working for somebody or you're working for a large company and you have a supervisor, you may want to sit down and make a list of what are the things that you can control?
Right.
And what are the things that you can't control? If you're going asking for a raise,
mm-hmm.
you have no control over that.
Right.
You're asking for a promotion, that's somebody else's decision.
Right.
You don't have control over that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So be very cautious as you approach those things. On the other hand, what things can you
right.
control?
Absolutely.
Like, as you say, 3 more sales a month. 2 more articles a month. I'm
right.
going to finish that book. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
Absolutely.
Those are things that you can control. So be very careful about the things that you really don't have any control over.
Right.
Those are, you could set yourself up for disappointment, failure, and that's not good. That's not healthy.
So, and this is where the mindset comes into play. Right. Because, mm-hmm. you know, oftentimes we convince ourselves that work life is 9 to 5 or mm-hmm. 3 to 11 or whatever your shift is, that we say that that's our shift. And I think that when I've talked to people and they look and they describe sort of what their work mm-hmm. life is like, they say, well, you know, hey, when 5 o'clock is here, I'm clocking out. If somebody comes and asks me to do something at 5:01 when I'm leaving, yeah, you know, I'll do it tomorrow, or they're going to have to find somebody else.
Right.
Perfectly acceptable, because that is your agreed upon right. work life. However, if your expectation is that you want to get promoted, you want to become a manager, you want to move into those kinds of positions, then you might have to change your mindset just a little bit and say, you know what, I'm going to go that extra mm-hmm. Mile and put in that extra 15 minutes.
That's right.
To accomplish that, so that the boss or my manager knows that, hey, you know, this person is really dedicated and is working hard and doing what he, not yeah. to the point where you're being taken advantage of, absolutely, but you want to show your dedication and your determination and your interest in helping out right. As much as you can.
Exactly. You have to be willing, as you say, if your goal is to move beyond where you are,
right.
then you're going to have to do more than you're doing currently.
Right.
Goes yeah. without saying.
And part of that is certainly how much you enjoy the work. Mm-hmm. And so right. it's going to, you know, if you hate your job mm-hmm. and you're like, you know what, I hate where I'm working, but, you know, if I was in management, at least I'd be making, that's not going to work for you. That's not going yeah. to work. Mm-hmm. When I remember when I was at the university,
right.
I was an assistant professor in the College of Medicine. And, you know, I was working, you know, 50 or 60 hours a week, and I did not like it. And I remember my department chair, he says, well, you know, you need to be doing, you know, this writing. And I said, well, when am I supposed to do the writing? You want me to see, you know, 30 to 40 hours worth of patients a week, and now right. you want me to write grants and try to get and do mm-hmm. research. How am I going? He goes, well, you do that on the evenings and at night. And I remember thinking, I don't know that I like this job this much to put in that many more hours.
You're talking about a 70 or 80 hour week, right. but it's not translating into anything for
right.
you.
It will potentially, hopefully one day, maybe.
But if you were,
but then, but I, so
but it
I
may
didn't,
not.
But
you
I
don't
didn't
have
enjoy
any control over it.
Right.
You might do all that, but the decision is not yours to
right.
make.
And I didn't enjoy that job enough for that kind of sacrifice.
Right.
Now, because we joked about this already this mm-hmm. week, and we joke about it almost every day here right. at work, we put in many more hours than that.
Right.
We put in, well, I know that I'm here almost 12 to 14 hours every day.
We're here every day.
Six right. to 7 days a week mm-hmm. because I love what I'm doing here, and I don't mind putting in the hours.
And the more time you put in, the better the results.
Right.
The
right.
business
because
keeps
we have
increasing, more
over
things
it.
Happening. We have more publications. We have more right. podcasts. We have more blogs. The more time we devote, mm-hmm. the more productive we are.
Right. Okay. And, so. And it's a part of our,
that's
sort of our mission, our goal. Right. right.
Those
and,
are things that we can control.
Right. right. But all of that comes down to how much we enjoy our right. work. And right. so for you, if you don't enjoy your job, and you say, well, I'm going to, you know, if I can just get to this position, it'll be, you know, at least worth it because I'll be right. making more money. You have to recognize that we talked about motivation the other day. Your motivation is going to be very low for that mm-hmm. because you're not going to be happy.
Right.
If you're not happy, I really dislike the adage of, you know, money doesn't buy you happiness and those kinds of things. Because while it's true, the thing that we really want to talk about there is, it's not going to create enduring motivation. You know, just making a little bit more, you know, going from $2 or $3 more an hour is not going to be sufficient motivation for you if you really dislike your job.
Right.
And so you really have to, when you create some of these New Year's resolutions that relate to your work, you have to step back and say, okay, am I doing what I really want to be doing? Am I happy where I am? Or do I need a complete reset? And if you need a complete reset, then, you know, of course, that's a different process. That's that,
that's right.
You know, setting those mile marker along the way to get to that goal.
Yeah. And you may reach a point where you just say, I'm not unhappy in my work. I don't feel the need to do any more.
Right.
I do want to leave at 5 o'clock because I want to coach my son's team,
right,
or I want to take my kids fishing, or I want to go hunting with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Nothing wrong with that. So we don't have to be striving all the time. It may be that this is satisfactory for you because you want to do other things.
Right.
Wonderful.
Yeah. 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 So don't feel like that should be a goal.
Right.
Because it doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're satisfied mm-hmm. with where you are, I mean, everyone says that, you know, they would like to generate more money and those kinds of things.
Right.
But if you're happy with where you are with your work life, find other ways to generate some revenue and income and money and stuff. So, there's always different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the ultimate or overall, thoughts for the day
mm-hmm.
is, you know, just like starting anything new, if you're thinking about setting a resolution to start your own right. business or venture out on your own, set up those mile markers and take it slow. Don't start it with the expectation that I'm going to be up and running
right.
in 2 weeks, because mm-hmm. that's probably not very realistic.
No.
But if you're in your position and you're wanting to move ahead, think about what that's going to mean and begin to implement that. Whether that means putting in that extra little bit of time right. to show, you know, that you're determined mm-hmm. and dedicated mm-hmm. and that you're pursuing some advancement. It may mean just talking with your boss.
Right.
It may mean, you know, right. rehearsing with your spouse or significant other or family friend or somebody and say, you know, here, walk through this with me
right.
on how I'm going to talk to my boss to see if I can mm-hmm. get this raise or if mm-hmm. I can get this promotion. So rehearse that. And, you know, hopefully you'll find some success with that.
Right.
If you don't, what does that mean? You know, mm-hmm. if you go to your boss and say that you would like to raise, you may do everything perfectly.
Right.
And if your boss says, you know, we just don't have it in the budget, can't do it. Okay, what does that mean for you?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to make any, you don't want to make any expectations that, well, mm-hmm. if they don't give me a raise, I'm going to quit.
Right.
When you really don't have the intention of doing that.
Right.
So you really want to keep those things in mind when you're making that decision.
And don't just think about what salary you're making.
Right.
There are many, many other things that can make work satisfying mm-hmm. or distasteful. And so don't just think about
right.
the money. I mean,
right.
maybe it is, maybe you're in a job where it doesn't take a lot out of you
mm-hmm.
and you do have time for
right.
your marriage and your children. That's an enormous benefit
right.
that money
Absolutely.
Can't buy. So be careful about the money thing.
Absolutely. So, all right. So we'll be back tomorrow morning.
One more day.
Huh? Tomorrow morning, we're going to talk about some of those very common lifestyle resolutions that folks make on, you know, dieting and exercising and all those kinds of things. So we're going to talk a little bit about that stuff. So, all right.
Okay.
Until then, you guys have a great day, and we will see you bright and early on Friday morning.
Friday morning.
All right. Bye-bye.